So if you're a B2B marketer trying to figure out your podcast ad ROI, I mean, you have absolutely felt this pain.
Oh, for sure. It's a universal struggle.
You're wrestling with these patchy reports, unreliable data, and you're trying to prove that your audio spend is actually driving pipeline.
And it just feels like you're shouting into a black box.
Exactly. A total black box. The old ways, a simple pixel here, a promo code there, they just don't give you the whole story.
Not even close.
And in 2026, that kind of lack of visibility, it's a budget killer. Audio is becoming way too important for B2B.
It's a core channel now for brand and demand. You can't just guess.
Which is our mission for this deep dive. We need to unpack why this attribution is so urgent right now, and then look at the eight best tools that are really redefining how marketers connect that spend to actual results.
Right. And to get us started, we should probably just ground ourselves in the basics.
Good idea.
So, podcast attribution. It's really just the process of tracking, measuring, and analyzing how an ad influences a listener.
So, did they visit the website? Did they fill out a form?
Exactly. Did it lead to an outcome? But the challenge, especially for you in the B2B space, is that the whole listening environment is just so fragmented.
You mean people listening on their phone, then working on their laptop?
Yeah, or in their car, on a smart speaker, while they're multitasking. It's not like a display ad where the click is instant. That journey is delayed, it's fragmented, and connecting the ad they heard in the morning to the demo they requested in the afternoon.
On a completely different device.
Right. That's incredibly difficult. And while that gap is where these attribution platforms come in.
Okay, let's really get into that. Let's unpack it. How do these tools actually bridge that gap between someone hearing an ad on their morning run and then, filling out a form on their work computer hours later?
Well, we have to start with the standard methods, but we have to move past them quickly.
The promo codes and basic pixels.
Exactly. Promo code tracking. You give out a unique code like DeepDieIVE20, and you track redemptions. It's simple, but it's really incomplete.
Yeah, very incomplete.
And then there's pixel attribution. You push listeners to a specific URL, maybe in the show notes, and when they go there, a pixel fires. You can track their movement from there.
Okay, but let's be real. B2B marketers can't go to their CFO with a multi-million-dollar budget request
Yeah.
based on, a few people who remember to type in a vanity URL.
No, absolutely not. For modern B2B, with its long sales cycles and like 10 different decision makers, you need the advanced stuff.
So what does that look like?
The really sophisticated tools are using techniques like IP address matching. So they chart activity across devices. They're trying to link the IP address from the podcast app to the IP address that later visits your landing page on a work computer.
And how do they do that?
Through deep integrations with platforms like PodScribe or Chartable, that's the key. That integration is what connects the initial ad impression to, the downstream CRM actions, and finally to your sales pipeline.
Wait a second. If IP matching is becoming the standard, doesn't that bring up a whole lot of privacy concerns? With GDPR and everything else, how do they handle that?
That is a fantastic and crucial question. The way the good tools navigate this is by using what's called probabilistic matching,
You meaning?
meaning they use anonymized data points. Think IP address, the browser type, the device signature, but not personally identifiable information. They're not tracking Jane Smith.
Okay.
They're linking this specific device signature that heard an ad to that specific device signature that visited the site later. It's a high confidence statistical match, so it maintains compliance, but is way more accurate than just a promo code.
That visibility is exactly why this matters so much. I mean,
Yeah.
it's not about vanity metrics. I remember just a few years ago, we were just counting codes and hoping for the best.
It's a huge leap, and it's fundamental to growth. This is what lets B2B teams actually optimize their spend, refine their creative, and, build an accountable marketing strategy.
If you can show the impact on pipeline, you can justify the channel.
That's it. So when you look at the top tools, they all have a certain suite of features, real-time tracking, customizable dashboards, the basics.
But I think the real game changer for B2B is the integration with the core stack. If it doesn't talk to your Google Analytics, or more importantly, your CRM like Salesforce or HubSpot, that data is just stuck in a silo.
100%. And you also can't forget brand lift measurement. This is huge. For a lot of B2B audio, the goal isn't an immediate click. It's about building awareness with your target accounts.
Top of funnel.
Exactly. Good platforms can quantify this. They measure the shift in awareness between people who heard the ad versus those who didn't. That proves your money is building future demand, even if the deal doesn't close for another 6 months.
That's the number that justifies the long-term play. If brand recall jumps 15% of your target account list, you know it's working.
Yep. And good tools also support multi-touch attribution modeling. This is so important. It assigns value across the entire customer journey, not just the last click.
Because in B2B, there's never just one click.
Never. The podcast ad might be that crucial first touch that starts the whole process. It deserves credit for that.
So let's connect that back to strategy. Why is this more than just, you know, a checkbox on a report? Why does the C-suite care?
Because without it, you are literally negotiating your budget blind. Accurate attribution lets you allocate money efficiently and, even more importantly, scale what's working with real confidence.
It's about justifying your existence, in a way.
In a way, yeah. It lets you benchmark audio against your other channels, search, social, you name it. You can finally use the same metrics like cost per qualified lead. It turns, I think this podcast feels right, into this podcast is a measurable driver of our pipeline velocity.
And that's the language executives understand.
I think it's the only language they speak.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So let's get into the specifics. We've put together a list of the top attribution solutions for 2026. These are the ones known for precision, for pixel attribution, and for that deep B2B tech stack integration. Let's start with the foundation for almost everyone.
Right, which has to be GA4, Google Analytics 4. It's an event-based analysis tool. Its big strength is that cross-platform tracking and, of course, the integration with Google Ads.
And the number one pro is obviously that it's free. It's incredibly versatile. And for B2B, that move to an event-based model is key, right? It lets you track those little micro-conversions like a white paper download.
Yeah, or how long they spent on the pricing page. You can tie those specific events back to a campaign, but the complexity is a real con.
It is not plug and play.
Not at all. Your campaign tagging and your event naming conventions have to be perfect. And unless you have a really deep custom CRM integration, GA4 shows you the conversion on the site, but it won't show you the downstream revenue.
Which is the most important part. So moving to the CRM world, we've got HubSpot Marketing Analytics.
Yep. This is built right into the HubSpot stack. Its entire value is linking all your marketing touches to contacts, to deals, and to revenue, all inside the CRM. It's all about that life cycle stage reporting.
And that native integration is the golden ticket, right?
It is if you're a HubSpot shop. It completely eliminates data silos. You can directly attribute revenue. It's seamless. And it's powerful for users.
The big if you're not all in on HubSpot, its utility is pretty limited. And your attribution is only as good as your internal lifecycle stages are defined. If those are messy, your reports are going to be flawed.
100%. Now, if we move to the high-end B2B powerhouse, that would be Adobe Marketo Measure. You might know it by its old name, Bizible.
Oh, yeah, Bizible.
It's basically the gold standard for multi-touch attribution for companies with really long, complex sales cycles. Think enterprise software.
So its strength is just that raw precision. It can visualize the impact of every single touch point, sometimes over a year or more, and link it directly to revenue. It's for when you have 5 decision makers and a dozen interactions.
Exactly. But that rigor comes at a cost. There is a very steep learning curve, and the setup is complex. Your CRM data has to be immaculate for it to work.
So it's for big, sophisticated teams.
And the pricing isn't public, which tells you something.
Right. Okay, next up is a more specialized corner of B2B, account-based marketing. We're talking about Sixth Sense reporting.
This is a different way of thinking. It adds account-level intent and engagement data to your attribution. For ABM, that's everything.
So you care less about one person converting.
And more about influencing the entire account. Sixth Sense gives you rich account-level data. It shows you which of your target accounts are actually researching solutions like yours, so you can prioritize the ones who heard your podcast ad and are showing active buying signals.
It's all about aligning sales and marketing around those accounts.
Perfect alignment. But the catch, and we've mentioned this before, is data hygiene.
It's always data hygiene.
It is. For Sixth Sense to work, you absolutely must have clean, standardized account hierarchies in your CRM. If your data is a mess, the platform can't map anything correctly. It demands discipline.
Got it. Okay, moving on to data unification, there's Salesforce Marketing Intelligence.
Right. Its main job is to pull data from everywhere, search, social, audio, you name it, and centralize it. It's meant to be that single source of truth, especially for executive reports.
So the big pro is that centralization. It handles all that complex multi-source data and, of course, has that seamless Salesforce integration. It's designed to spit out those clean, exec-ready dashboards.
For sure. The downside is that all that complexity means onboarding can be a real bear. It's resource-intensive. And while it unifies the data, if you want really advanced interactive visualizations, you might need another layer.
Which brings us neatly to the BI, or business intelligence, layers. Let's start with Looker.
Yeah, Looker's whole thing is turning that complex, raw data into those beautiful, executive-ready dashboards. It's built for really deep data modeling. It often sits on top of something like a Marketo measure or Sixth Sense to make sense of it all.
So its advantage is speed and clarity. It translates the raw numbers into actionable insights.
Exactly. And it enables real-time collaboration. Yeah. It gets you out of siloed reports and into a shared view of performance.
But it requires a serious technical team, right? There's a learning curve if you're new to BI, and its performance is only as good as the data you feed it.
Garbage in, garbage out. If your GA4 data is suspect, Looker will just make you a beautiful chart of your suspect data.
Right. And in a similar vein, we have Tableau.
Another visualization powerhouse. A lot of B2B teams use Tableau to pull everything together and present it in different ways for different stakeholders.
So its strength is that customization. You can build one dashboard for your CMO that's all about ROI and another for your media buyer that's all about CPMs and impressions.
Yep, all from the same data source. The drawbacks are pretty similar to Looker. It can be pricey for smaller teams, and you have to invest a lot of time in data prep before you can even start analyzing.
Okay, finally, we have a bit of an outlier on our list, but an important one for context. The Loop from Cognizm.
Yeah, we had to include this. It's not an attribution platform. It won't track a single pixel for you.
It's a content resource. It's a podcast.
Right. It features marketing leaders talking about the exact challenges we're discussing today, like how to structure your whole attribution strategy from the ground up.
So it's valuable because it helps you refine your strategy before you go out and buy a tool.
Exactly. It's homework. The only real con is the time commitment episodes can be long, like 60 or 90 minutes. But it's necessary homework if you're serious about this.
So that's a huge spectrum of tools, from free analytics all the way to specialized BI layers. If you're a marketer listening to this and you're ready to upgrade, how do you even begin to choose the right stack?
I think you have to base the decision on three main pillars. First, what are your primary goals? Is it traffic? Then maybe you start with GA4. Is it qualified leads? You might look at HubSpot or Marketo. Is it account influence? That's Sixth Sense.
Start with the goal. Makes sense.
Second, you have to ensure seamless integration with the stack you already have. The tool has to talk fluently to your CRM. If you try to force fit something that doesn't integrate natively, you'll spend more time cleaning data than you will analyzing it.
And third, be honest about your team's technical expertise.
Crucial. A tool like Looker is powerful, but it needs someone who understands analytics deeply. Something like HubSpot is more out of the box, but it also locks you into its ecosystem. You have to weigh the power against your team's actual bandwidth.
And I guess a fourth would just be cost versus ROI.
Of course. A super expensive tool like Marketo Measure is only justified if your sales cycle is truly complex enough to demand that level of granular detail to prove its worth.
Looking at all this, the direction the industry is heading seems pretty clear. It's all moving toward more sophisticated, more integrated solutions.
Without a doubt. We should expect AI-powered analytics to become standard, not just analyzing what happened, but proactively recommending where you should shift your budget for the biggest impact.
And the tracking itself will get better.
Oh, yeah. The next big leap is in cross-device tracking. Getting closer to perfect accuracy, moving beyond the probabilistic models we have now. And the final frontier is really attributing offline conversions, the deals that close over the phone or in person, back to that first podcast ad they heard.
The digital ad to the physical handshake?
That's the holy grail of revenue attribution.
Wow. Okay, so that leaves us with a pretty big thought to chew on.
It does, and it's this. If today's best tools already depend so heavily on clean data and a well-aligned CRM to even function properly, what are the most essential data hygiene practices B2B teams absolutely must implement right now to prepare for this inevitable shift to AI-powered attribution? Because if you don't have clean accounts, clean contacts, and clean lifecycle stages, those powerful AI models won't optimize your spend. They'll just automate your bad data at a terrifying speed.
This episode was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.